It's hot out here. It's 110 today, and nothing like a nice cold margarita to cool you up.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line as we are winding down the summer, a place that is hot when it comes to the summertime, really almost legendarily hot, but a beautiful place to go in the spring, certainly if you love golf, and Chicagoans love their connection with Phoenix, with Arizona. It is really a sister city in a lot of ways, and of course Cubs, White Sox, spring training, all the things that happen there that keep us connected. Certainly our commitment to kids and health is one of those things as well. And a guy leading the way down there, he's the Vice President of Corporate Partnerships and Special Events for Phoenix Children, the one and only Tim Harrison. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Good to be on with you, Dane.
So think about this. As different as places are in the country, one thing that I think we all have in common is our dedication and commitment and concern for kids and their health. I feel like, you know, one of the places leading the way in the country is Phoenix Children. You guys get a lot of accolades, deservedly so, for that. For the people that are listening, we reach 38 states in Canada here at WGN, so a big signal. But just share a little bit about Phoenix and what you do.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, Phoenix is actually the fourth largest pediatric market in the U.S. And Phoenix Children's, we're sort of Phoenix by name, but really Arizona's pediatric health system. So we have about 50 locations across the city and state. We're really super serving the pediatric population here, and also families that come to us for our very specialized clinical care of excellent in programs, much like you have Lurie in Chicago there. We are kind of a partner hospital like that, where people are seeking out this quality talent that we have. And when your child is sick, you want the very best for them. And so we're also seeing families that will come to us from, you know, the state of Illinois and every other state in the U.S., as well as countries outside of the U.S. that really seek our specialized programs.
Can you share a little bit about that? Because I think that is something that listeners may not know. Certainly parents who've had maybe health issues or challenges and they seek out the care. Doctors are all qualified and obviously, you know, wanting to do their best, the best intentions. But a hospital that is in tune specifically to children, you mentioned Lurie's, they're great partners here in the Chicago area, and just how important it is to have a hospital with those physicians, with that specialty, the familiarity with kids.
Yeah, no, it's not just important, it's critical, because the work that these hospitals do is absolutely life-saving. I mean, they do everything from the newborns all the way up to as children are become adults, and just taking care of everything. And it's not just sort of that critical care, it's the whole family unit that these hospitals and these enterprises are really looking at. They're making sure that the family is comfortable, that if there's a sibling, that they understand what's going on. But, you know, primarily they'll focus on the child and make sure they do everything that it takes. Like, it is, you know, life-saving work, and we don't mess around. We want to make sure that we're doing everything possible, and it doesn't matter the ability to pay with these hospitals, which would be the same wherever you are in the country. I know there are many families have challenges financially, and so these hospitals are there to step up and provide care where Medicaid is not available, and provide for here in Arizona access care. We have about 65% of our pediatric population that are underinsured or uninsured, and when it comes to needing services, we have to be there to support them.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing and so needed, especially in today's landscape, whether it's the economy, whether it's insurance, whether it's just a lot of just sort of the uncertainty that happens out there. And so that makes your role so important. Obviously, the role, you know, with the doctors and the patients, essential to the whole thing, but the relationship that you have with the community, with the corporate community, with people who want to help but just need to be sort of informed and inspired in order to engage. Tim, talk a little bit about that. The area, people think about Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona, that whole area that you've got is kind of thriving, growing, right? A lot of people heading there. Talk a little bit about your role just engaging those partners for support.
Yeah, and so these hospitals, they operate with the need of philanthropy. So not everything is covered by insurance, as you can imagine, that there are many services. We have about 170 programs that are either fully funded or partially funded by philanthropy, and that's where philanthropy really plays a critical role to step in where operational revenue isn't available. And so these are big hospitals. It's about $1.4 billion annually is what it takes to run this hospital. And so there's a massive need, and philanthropy really steps in and provides these critical services. Some of them are the real warm and fuzzy. You know, we have a school here, the playrooms that are critical, child life teams, pet therapy, music therapy, but it also will step in and provide endowments for these top tier physicians and clinical leaders. It will fuel research. It will fuel kind of technology advances and equipment. It will jump in where capital isn't available in a budget to really support. And so we go out to the community and say, this is a nonprofit hospital. And in order for us to continue to do the great work that happens here, we need the community to step up and support, because you never know when you may need us, and hopefully you never do. But if you do, that you'd be thankful that, you know, we're here and here for your child.
Yeah, we always see those inspirational stories of whether it's in the news or, you know, whether or even through some of the promotional ways that people share some of the things that are happening, right? And I think that's one of the things about children's and hospitals like that, where we can all either imagine our own families, you know, dealing with it, or certainly have family and friends that deal with it as well. You look at the hospital, you mentioned that, but then all those satellite locations that give you the reach into those communities that would be underserved or just not served at all. And I think the need is definitely important. But here's another task that you have, Tim, is not only, it's not one thing just to put the bat signal out and say, hey, we need money. Obviously, we need to do that. You have to come up with ways to make it just more appealing and more engaging and get people excited about it. And that's what you're doing with the campaign.
That's right, you know, and great partners, the Barrio Queen and businesses and organizations like that. There are so many creative ways that people can do it. You know, we go out to the marketplace and say, how can you support us? And it's, you know, financially, it's very important, but there are so many ways. And we work with these partners, like with Barrio. We've worked alongside these folks for many years now and developed a campaign. So at the moment, we've got, you know, that bread and butter is margaritas and tacos, right? And so it's really about margaritas, and we have a flight, different flavors, specialty flavors, that a portion of proceeds benefit Phoenix Children's. And so if you find yourself out, and you know, and many of us are out eating and choosing great restaurants like Barrio to go eat, and so if, you know, if my choice is a margarita from the menu, I know I'm doing great things by and having a great time at the same time. So there's campaigns like that that really raise so much for us, and it's really quite simple to do. Rounding up at the register, rounding up on top of your check, you know, can you make the difference with a little bit of change? It's amazing how much this can add up when you talk about thousands of transactions. People like Barrio do that and step up in a big way for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's very on brand on the health side too. You got to stay hydrated, right? And margaritas,
especially here.
Margaritas can definitely do that. They've got the Giverita, so they built in a little bit of clever marketing into the whole thing, so you know what it is you're doing and getting involved with and supporting. I know it's been, the last thing I saw, it might have been a week ago, they were well over 3,000 or 4,000 of those, and like you mentioned, a portion of every one of those goes to it. And I know our local hometown tequila, El Bandito Yankee, is part of each and every one of those and excited to be able to support that as well. So what is the goal? Because part of it is everybody knows the good work that you guys do, and it's expansive in so many different areas, and you know it'll be well used. But do you have any kind of things that you're sharing? Like, hey, if everybody gets involved, here's what we're shooting for goal-wise, or here's some of the impact we can have after a successful campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with all that they're doing, they've also got some specialty tequila bottles that have been painted by local artists that are part of an auction. But, you know, I think that given their reach across the city and state, that, you know, and if they can sell 10,000 of these margaritas, which, you know, I'm sure I will do my best to try and help them get there.
Everyone,
but
yeah.
I think they could do that, right? And so, and that goes a long way for us. And so that's really, it's really easy for people to feel like they can make a difference, you know, one drink at a time. And so I would say they could easily raise that for us, and then some. You know, you never know, they're so busy. And like you said, it's hot out here. It's 110 today.
Yes.
And so nothing like a nice cold margarita to cool you off.
What's great about it, though, too, is even sharing it in this way, and I think you're uniquely equipped to be able to do that. It's like people hear this, you know, they hear it and say, I want to help. How can I help? And not everybody, you know, has a restaurant chain with margaritas. Maybe they help in their own way, or they get inventive or creative in the ways that they can support. But they see people doing it, just regular people, business owners, just places that they're going and doing. They see people getting involved and engaged and supporting, and they want to be a part of it. I think it's part of that inspiration. And Tim, you're kind of uniquely qualified for that, looking at it, obviously, in the healthcare system and the grants and partnership, all of that. But you've also got a little bit of a broadcast background, and then you've also worked in restaurants. You're full circle.
No doubt. Yeah, I try to play to all the strengths that I have and make it all come together so it all wins. And ultimately, it all wins for the children and the family that we serve in these communities, because it takes a community, and I think it just lifts up the community with programs like Barrio, like these tequila that will help support the program and really make people feel good about what they're doing. And like you say, you know, the companies that can step up. Some can do, you know, really significant donations and gifts for us. Others will donate products and services that are much needed, and that offsets an expense. But, you know, if you are just one person, you know, it's the power of many, right? And so your one drink, or your $1 here, or your $1 there, it adds up. And it adds up to, I can tell you, it will add up to about $30 million for my division and my team personally here.
Wow.
And on top of that, we'll do another, and probably and my other fundraising divisions will do about $90 million for Phoenix Children's. And that is much needed and does an awful lot of good in the community that really relies on us here.
Definitely doing the people's work. Let the listeners know we're talking with Tim Harrison. He's the Vice President of Corporate Partnerships and Special Events for Phoenix Children's and the Foundation. So, Tim, as we let you go and have people up to speed, informed, and inspired, of course, I said we'll have links at WGNradio.com, but where can people go? Is there a website people can go to either get involved, learn more, or support? Social media-wise, where can they go?
Yeah, it's givetopch.org, or if they're in town and they're sort of still streaming because they're from the Chicago area, and you know how passionate the fans are and people of Chicago are, they could go to Barrio Queen. It's barrioqueen.com and get involved and go over there. But givetopch.org is the best way to find out what's going on here with all of our events and programs.
Amazing things happening, leading the way in a lot of ways. Of course, part of that great and super capable team that you have there with you, Tim. Thanks so much for everything. Again, we'll have links up, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.